Now that's good Arizona Ford country music. Driving your Sanderson Ford across Arizona with that kind of music playing, you just can't help but put a smile on your face. Cal Grace, you went out to Sanderson this week.
We did.
What you snooping around for?
Jason Lopez put us in a beautiful blue sports package Ford 2020 Ranger.
Oh, what are you going to do with Trudy?
I think it's time to kiss Trudy goodbye. That 2007 Ford F-150 with 150,000 miles has served us well. But she is not going to serve us in the greater state of D.C.
And it's that long bed. It's just such a big beast to drive around and try and park. So we're going to go to a Ranger.
Yes. Driving that test drive, Jordan looked back at me and he said, oh, I forgot you're not supposed to feel every bump in the road.
So you liked the Ranger. Did y'all test drive anything else? Or your heart was just right there. That's it.
Once Jordan saw that sports package, we were pretty set.
Okay. Has Jordan named his new Ranger yet?
Not yet. I think we're waiting to pick a color.
Okay. All right.
See what feels right.
Very good. Well, it breaks my heart that Carol Grace and Jordan will be relocating and moving, but they'll be going to an area where parking is impossible. And parking a long bed F-150 is triple impossible. So he's going to love that Ranger.
Absolutely. All the special amenities that come with that package, too, were fantastic. The touchscreen, the ability to plug in your phone and have that screen pop up on the dash, it was awesome.
And that's a four-door, right?
Four-door super cab.
Oh, nice.
That means they're either planning on additions to the family or making new friends in their new place. I don't know.
Or getting another dog.
Oh, getting another dog. Folks, if you're interested in picking up a new vehicle or a great used vehicle, I can't encourage you enough to go to the same place all of my family go, and we have been going for over 30 years. It's Sanderson Ford in Glendale, 51st Avenue, 64 acres of beautiful Ford vehicles. They will treat you just like they treat all of my family. Go give them a shop. Go give them a try. Go test drive a Ford. I promise you, you'll thank me for this. And I promised when we got back to the show, we'd clean up our talk. Quit talking about toilets. And let's talk about the showers. What new innovations did Jennifer find at the Kitchen and Bath International show this year?
Well, you know, it was another trend. Okay, so cleanliness was probably the biggest trend.
Absolutely.
And then there was other trends in building and home design. You know, we wanted all these open spaces. Now they're starting to close the rooms back in. So you have old customers coming back wanting you to do the opposite of what they had you do 10 years ago.
That's the one thing I love about trends. They always change.
So that, you know, that was a big trend. But another big trend was spa-like living, you know, a spa-like area in your home, restful respite areas, and that often ties in with the bathroom. So one of the items I thought was really easy, anybody could make these kind of upgrades, has to do with the shower heads.
Okay.
And one that's kind of fun, this wasn't a new one, but it's definitely better than it, you know, it's evolved to a better product, is the Kohler's Moxie music show,
yeah.
Speaker.
We bought that for Carol when she went to college.
And we found that at one of these shows.
I remember that.
Tickled with it. We bought it and brought it home. And so it's a shower head, and it's got a speaker in it, and you Bluetooth your own phone. So you're in the bathroom and you play your tunes. And then you can take that little speaker out and move it into the bedroom or whatever. And we bought that for Carol to go to college with.
So, Carol, what do you listen to in the shower? What's your music for the moment?
Hit it, Gary. Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really This is for my girl power moments. You know, getting ready in the morning. I'll be riding shotgun. This is for those days when you're just feeling good. Good vibes. Try not to tap your toe to that. Sound effects brought to you by Gary D. You gotta have some Jonas Brothers. Mom, you remember this from the homeschool carpool days?
Yeah, I'm tapping my toe, I have to admit.
So, you Pandora load your telephone, and then you get the telephone to talk to the shower
Bluetooth
head.
Technology, yep.
And then you get to music, select what you want to listen to that morning.
Yeah, you could do a podcast, you could do music. I do have a thought for the next generation of these, though, that we ought to maybe call Moen and let him know. For desert dwellers, they ought to put a time limit on that. Can you just, your teenage daughters and sons, man, they'll be there through an whole album, you know, using all the hot water. So,
well, that's true. Good point.
Now, there's a couple others. That was a Kohler product.
Yeah.
Moen has a line.
And that shower is not expensive.
No, they're not.
That's a cool little gift.
Well, and all of these are nice upgrades that can just kind of give you a little extra something. You know, everybody was kind of looking for ways to comfort themselves, feel a little better.
Easy do-it-yourself. Carol, when y'all went to the dorm with that shower head, you freshman girls installed it, right?
Yeah, it was super easy. I didn't tell any of my roommates what it was because I didn't want them listening to music early in the morning. So, but they were always like, how are you doing that? I was like, I don't know. I just have this special speaker, but they could never find where it was.
That's funny. Well, here's a trio by Moen that I think you'll like.
A and trio?
Just three different ones that I found that I really liked. So the one that's most spa-like is the aromatherapy one. So aromatherapy. Get that word out. So you buy these little, it has a little house for these little capsules you buy from Moen, and they're different fragrances. So you just put that in your shower head, and as the water comes through, that nice smell comes through and fills the whole room.
Now that's
are you feeling it?
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
After a good hike.
Good. Well, yeah. How about if they would have the aroma desert shower?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you know, right.
Got to write him again. Got to write him again.
Just that little creosote.
Fresh creosote smell now, after a
that would make. Yeah. Now, that would keep me in the shower for a long time.
Yeah, we got to be careful with these things.
Yeah.
And so then the other one, they have one that's really nice is a dual rain shower head. That's where it pours down on you. Those are really nice.
Okay.
But then there's one that now that it's a water-saving one, as long as you're talking about saving water, and it's a ring. Okay, it's like a donut, and the holes are in this ring, and each spigot makes a spray. So you're still getting that rain shower effect, but about half the water. So that was a really nice one, I thought, for the desert.
We were talking about trends earlier, and I'll tell you one of the trends that hit showers, master showers in particular, really hard about 15 years ago, were these rain head shower heads. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of ladies that really don't like those. And we, as many as we've put in, many of those bathrooms, we have to go back and put a second conventional shower head in it.
Well, you don't feel like you're getting the shampoo out or something. It's just not, it's not the same. You need a little force.
Or I guess if you don't want to get your hair wet.
That's true, too.
It makes it very hard.
Very hard. You're doing a back bend.
Yeah.
And then the last one I thought was really cool. We have that kind of shower head that it sits on a lever. Help me describe it. It's like on the shower head in the master bedroom.
It's on the slide bar,
mm-hmm.
on a flex hose, mm-hmm. handheld.
Yeah. And so you have to kind of put it in the slot. You take it out and put it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Now Moen has one where it's got magnetism on each side. So all you do is a pop just like that and put it right back up. Thought that was pretty handy. Pretty cool idea.
So you don't have to unscrew that little slide adjuster to get it to the height you want. You just put it back at the height you want.
Well, I think mostly, I think it's maybe stationary. It just goes right back it's magnet to magnet.
So instead of a hook, you just kind of, once you're done,
pow, and it just grabs it right up there. I thought that was pretty cool.
That makes a great shower microphone, I will say that.
All right.
I'll have to try that.
Okay, all right.
So, and then, so those are the shower heads I found.
Well, and then the accessible accessories. The aging in place accessories that we're now installing in virtually every bathroom. We hardly do a bathroom upgrade anymore that doesn't include some grab rails, safety grabs.
We're
going to
do a separate segment on that in a couple weeks. And those change too. I mean, now you've got lights and Bluetooth technology, all kinds of things. It doesn't have to look like a hospital anymore. Just very safe and beautiful too.
Now, you were asking me about the towel warmers.
Yeah, so there was one I really liked. I know people say, well, it's the desert, but there's some cold mornings, and we don't use heat in our house. We don't like the feeling of that heat most of the time, unless it's really cold. So these are towel radiators you hang your towel
mm-hmm,
on,
mm-hmm.
and this one's by Runtal, and they run from like $500 up to $5,000. But you would be best to have a plumber come and install it. The water runs through them.
The hot water.
Yeah.
and warms your towels.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
But you that kind of caught your eye.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
So a little spa thoughts.
Spa-like living in your home. And now, even with the mirrors, your bathroom mirror can play your music of choice.
Well, you can watch the news on it. You can see the temperature. And you can Google Map
the weather.
Things.
You it'll actually come up and tell you what your drive time is to the office, although nobody does it anymore. but it would tell you, it would give you a traffic report, a weather report, and latest breaking news.
I have to tell you, though, I think that's anti-spa-like. If all I'm doing is trying to get ready and looking at all the things going on, I need some space away from all that stuff. But to that point, all these things that they're creating with smart technology make a big demand on your Wi-Fi at your home. So you need to make sure that before you're buying these things and expecting a lot from them, that you have upgrades in your internet and you're in an area that can take all that. It'd be really disappointing to buy those things and find out. Just recently, on our Cox email, it came through for $5, you could do an upgrade. So I thought I'd try that and see what it did for us. Upgrade your internet, make sure you can house all these things. Now, refrigerators talk and mirrors talk.
Voice command on everything.
Yeah.
It's hilarious to see little kids talking things.
It is. And, one thing
they think everything responds.
That's right. They talk.
Voice.
Yeah. Kind of like cartoons or something.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because remember when I was a kid, I'd be just like walking down hallway talking to myself and I got made fun of. In today's world, when you see people do that.
Lights are going on. Music is coming up.
Or they're walking, but you don't see their mic. They're actually talking on the phone. So there's somebody out there in the corner going, blah, 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 blah. And I said, who are you talking to? Oh, my friend George.
So you give them the benefit of the doubt now. But Gary, you still do that.
Well, yeah. I have to warm my voice up before I do anything.
Now I get it.
Exactly.
I had one more thing. Oh, one thing that came out that I did not think was a very good idea. They had a Ventahood that had that same kind of technology, like you could, like a screen technology, like you talk about for the bathroom. So you could look at your recipe up there and all those other things, news. But kitchens are dirty, and the stove is dirty. I was thinking the grease coming up on that thing, that'd be really hard to clean. Right,
keeping the screen clean.
If it was on the Ventahood,
I have a hard time just keeping my laptop screen clean. Yes, I would think that would be very hard to keep clean.
I just couldn't fathom how you would keep that clean. So,
how about the little projector that projects it all on the countertop?
Now that was cool. We saw that a couple years ago. It was just a little handheld projector. You put it down there, and it projects onto your countertop, so kids could play games there, do their homework there. You can read a recipe right off your countertop.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool little feature.
No screen involved.
So KBiz has gone digital. I want to talk a little bit about a particular sink that caught your eye. And I also want to have a little warning to people about buying products on the internet. And let's go into that when we get back and wrap the hour up on how we impressions we took away from KBiz, the digital KBiz this year. More when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.